One, two, three, kick it.
Hey, Dre, what's going on, man? What's going on? Hey, what y'all gonna do for this last record? Now I'm telling what y'all gonna do. Okay, you want me to do the intro? All right. Parental discretion is advised for the moment while I'm getting candid. Now understand it. Ain't you typical in any way, though the pro on the mic is a D-O to the C. This is an intro. I know the doc makes you wanna take a volume. So buy a bucket, cause I'm coming, is my album. And for the record, meaning my record, check it. Listen to the single and you be like, yo, I gotta get it. But in the meantime, listen to the rhyme of the Dr. Dre, play with N.W.A. Yellers on a drum roll, rocking the beat. Hey, yo, Dre, where you gonna take this shit, man?
Hey, y'all, let's take it to the street. Let them understand
perfection. Welcome to the Thank You, Rob podcast. Episode number
146.
You can check out past episodes of this show at thankyourob.com, where you can also check out my graphic design work, which is mind-blowing and life-altering, known as I Define Design. While you're at it, check out this podcast on Fuzz Talk Radio at fuzztalkradio.com.
September 16, 2015.
Mm-hmm.
That is the date.
Yeah.
Currently.
Yeah, it's a good day.
On the master that clock that tells the date as well. Don't look around for it. It's
there. I don't see one.
This is podcast episode number 146. I am your host, Rob Small. With me, to my right, is Johnny Question Mark.
Hello, world.
How is Johnny Question Mark today?
Oh, man, I'm feeling so good.
Did you eat Taco Bell for dinner?
I had Taco Bell for dinner.
I had Taco Bell for dinner yesterday.
Ah, what did you get?
I've been into the big box, which it consists of the ghost pepper or something or other, which was really hot the first time I had it. But the more I eat it, which is more than I should, I like it. It's good. I like it.
I'm a big chalupa guy. Again.
Chalupa? Oh,
yeah, I get the chicken supreme chalupas.
The other voice that you hear here, you've heard her before on the podcast.
Yeah.
The For the Love event. You were there.
Yes.
In the basement of the Bedlam.
Yep.
And there was hot another basement. One, too. Was it?
On Danami's episode.
Danami's, yes. It is Antonia of the Lifestyle Observer.
Hello.
A hit blog. It's mm-hmm. a hit.
Is it a hit?
It's a big hit.
Oh, my.
Huge.
Thanks.
Breaking, is that breaking news to you?
That is.
Yeah, we'll get into it, but it is a quality blog, I got to say.
Thank you.
Music and event blog.
Yep.
Very nice. Very nice. But we'll get into more detail on that. Cool. And how are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm excited about this.
Good. That's good. You got to be.
Yes.
You got to be, because it's a great experience. We provided you with a bottle
exactly.
of water.
Exactly. I'm the first.
The first
ever bottle
of
water. I'm breaking grounds.
Yeah, we were telling Antonia that she was the first to receive the official bottle of water from the case of water that I bought for guests.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, this is all around just a great show already.
I think so. I think we're off on the right
foot. Great start, guys.
Yeah. Nice work, everybody. Maybe we should just call it.
Call it?
I mean,
already?
This is a huge success.
It was.
I don't know.
Already.
Can it get any better than this?
I don't know.
Go to thelifestyleobserver.com
and
just call it good.
What up, nuts?
There you go.
Well, that's interesting that you want to say that, because we're not going to do that. But great idea.
That was
great
awesome.
Idea. Let's just call it good.
Yeah.
I do want to tell the listeners who. What do you think the listeners are doing? Like, do you listen to podcasts?
Yes, a lot of them.
At work or?
Yes. I work, at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
So really doing anything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anything. I like to picture people like maybe rowing a boat. Like they're on a boat. Oh.
That'll be a good time.
What are those teams called? Like the row?
The rowing team.
Rowing team, yeah. Every one of them has like their earbuds in. They're listening to this podcast.
Every time I think of rowing, I think of the Winklevoss twins and
yeah.
doing the rowing. Yeah. Rowing in the Facebook movie.
Social network.
Yeah.
I love that movie, but I hated those twins.
Yeah.
So much. Do you know there's a new movie coming out about Steve Jobs?
I did see that, yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that. I really like
it. I mean, I don't know how many Steve Jobs movies.
Right. You know, everyone kind of feels like they could tell a better story. You know? And this one has, well, there was the one with Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, that was such a great movie.
It was pretty good. Now, this one's more based off of the Steve Isaacson, right? Is that the author's name?
I don't know.
Book called Jobs.
And it's Michael Fassbender playing that.
It's made by the same guy who did.
And Fassbender's
Social
good.
Network.
Fassbender is good.
Am I right?
He's a good actor.
The guy who did The Social Network is doing this one?
Oh, yes. Yes,
I think
he is.
So.
Yep,
so.
Yep.
It's interesting.
Yeah, you're talking about Aaron Sorkin?
I believe so. And this movie is based more off of that book.
I gotta read that.
So I don't know. I'm gonna see it. I like.
Me too.
I think Steve Jobs was a, an interesting person.
Definitely.
The Ashton Kutcher Steve Jobs movie's been on Netflix for like 100 years.
I might watch it again. What? You need to watch it. It's so good. Right. Like, it's really good.
It's interesting. I think, I don't know. I want to see what this other one has to portray him.
Yeah,
you know?
A different perspective, hopefully.
I don't know. I didn't know the guy personally. But speaking of that, Tim Cook was on Stephen Colbert last night.
Yep.
And he doesn't usually do talk shows. I don't know that he's ever done talk shows.
I don't
think
so.
It's a pretty big deal. That's a good get for Colbert.
Oh, yeah. He's getting a lot of love.
Yeah. This is only his second week.
I know.
It was interesting because, I mean, he didn't really share, like, Colbert asked him, is Apple working on a car? You know, everything Apple does is, like, so top secret. They don't want people to know, but people speculate.
God. Oh, yeah.
It's so crazy. But he asked him, you know, are you guys working on a car?
Wait,
but the way Colbert asks this question.
He's such a great interviewer.
He is, yeah, yeah.
Like, you don't even know when you've answered the question, you've answered the question.
Right, right. So he didn't really answer, of course. he gave the answer in the form of, like, oh, well, there's lots of things that we do to innovate
and
stuff like that. Yeah.
Everything is in development.
But it was kind of, the interesting part I thought was, just him talking about his personal life and how him coming out as gay, you know, and it was just like a good representation for a CEO to do something like
that's
that.
That's a big deal.
And a huge company like that. Yeah. Apple's like the number one corporation.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
They got
and then,
a lot of
and
money.
Then Run the Jewels performed.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah, that was really cool.
I love that.
Yeah, that was an interesting pairing.
I know, right?
The Colbert Show, Tim Cook, Jake Gyllenhaal, is that how you say his name?
Gyllenhaal,
whatever. Yeah, he was on there too. I skipped over his interview.
Yeah.
But and then Run the Jewels. That was really cool. Looking forward to Meow the Jewels.
Any day now.
Yeah. The last we'd heard, the last update we had was that they were it was going to mixing
going
and mastering.
I saw a tweet that it's done. It's mastered.
Me too.
Yep.
You know the first time ever talked about Meow the Jewels? Was on Danami's podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember.
We've been talking about it
for a long time.
I don't know if anything like that's ever been done before.
Meow the Jewels?
It's going to be cool.
No.
So anyways, going back to the rowing team who's listening to this
podcast. The rowing
podcast,
team listening to the podcast.
When you guys hit the lockers, we'll get washed up, and you're out. You're walking like with your bros.
Yeah.
That's what the rowing team walk with their bros. Hey, you should subscribe to the podcast on Stitcher Radio, bruh.
Yeah.
The rowing team, I just picture that's what they're doing.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
You don't think they talk like
that?
No? Okay. Well, I just picture like some Ivy League school.
Definitely.
And they're all bras.
I think it was more like almost more nerdy.
More nerdy? The rowing team?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you and I have two very different ideas of that.
Maybe.
Either way, I don't care if you're nerdy, if you're a bra.
A bra.
Or what. But... subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. You can also review it. In each show notes for this, you can scroll through on your phone and tap this review the podcast. It takes you right to the iTunes page. Review it. Let us know what you think of the show. We would appreciate it.
Yeah, and most of our reviews are nice, so if you want to leave us a bad review, I mean, that's fine.
It's going to happen eventually.
Eventually
someone's going to
be like, well, this is shit.
I was offended by the bra comments.
I am a rower, and I will not stand for this.
No.
I am a nerd, I'm not a bra.
Nah.
Speaking of nerdy type things,
yeah.
I don't remember when this was brought up, but Titanic 2.
Titanic 2.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so last week, we were talking about the potential for a fourth Mighty Ducks movie. And then we started discussing other sequels and potential sequels.
Okay.
For example, the Sandlot movies that have been made.
Yes, terribly.
And I mentioned that I thought I had seen that there was a movie called Titanic 2, and I don't think you believed that it was true.
I did not believe it.
So later on, earlier this week, I sent Rob a text with a link to the IMDb for the movie Titanic 2, which is a real thing.
It is a real thing.
I did not make it up.
No.
Sadly.
Yeah.
It's real.
Well, you know, this is your first, like, talking to Antonia about it. When you hear Titanic 2, you think it's a sequel.
Yeah.
How the hell can there be a sequel?
How can you do a sequel?
You can never.
Right, right.
The Titanic is sunk.
Well, this is the premise. It takes place 100 years after the original Titanic ship sailed.
Do you remember what year the original Titanic sailed?
1920. I'm going to say 1920.
I would agree with
one.
That. 21.
1920. One.
I'm gonna Google it right now. You keep talking.
I'm gonna say 1920-ish.
Ish.
How about that, Antonio? You got a good guess?
I agree with your guess.
You agree.
1909.
Wow.
Wait. That's when it was. That was when it was built. Okay. Apparently, it sank in 1912.
Wow.
1912.
We're kind of
close. Ballpark.
Yeah. Ballpark. We're only off by 8 years. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
The movie takes place 100 years after the original ship sailed.
So it's 2012.
It's a new ship that replicates the original.
Yeah.
And it sets off. A tsunami hurls an iceberg at the ship, and it's in the same predicament.
It like throws through the air an iceberg.
This
like
is this
like an arrow shooting.
Yeah. Duck. This was the premise on the IMDb page. Mm-hmm. So it uses that word, hurls.
Of course.
So I had to look into like, why was this movie made? Who would think to do this? It's made by The Asylum, is the name of the production company.
Of course.
And anyone know the movies that they have made?
I'm familiar with them.
The Sharknado.
They do Sharknado. Oh,
of course. Yes, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And now that's become like it's almost its own genre. Like the like there's Sharknado.
Yep.
There was a Big Ass Spider. You see Big Ass Spider? There was Lavalantula, which was tarantulas that spit lava.
Zombievers.
Yeah.
Zombievers is one. Is that an asylum?
There's another shark one, not Sharknado.
Yeah, I think it's an asylum.
Sharktopus? Is that what it's called?
That sounds right.
No, shark something.
Yeah, I think it is Sharktopus. Mm-mm. That sounds right. Well, it has a good ring to it.
It does.
If it's not
it
one,
sounds
it
like
should
could have been a thing. No.
So that's just kind of a weird. They're almost like B movies. Would you say like direct to DVD type movies?
Oh yeah,
it is Sharktopus.
It is Sharktopus.
It's
yeah.
a real Mm-mm. thing.
But I don't know that they don't do like direct to DVD much anymore. It's more like direct
to Netflix.
Netflix.
Okay. Or streaming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, direct to streaming.
Okay.
Just cut out the manufacturing of the discs altogether.
Because nobody's gonna buy them.
I'm seeing if Titanic 2 is available on
Netflix
right now.
I hope not.
It is not anymore.
Oh yeah.
I just picture some guy in a warehouse sitting by himself, and he's just sad. And he's like, no one wants to print DVDs anymore.
I know.
And he's just pouting to himself.
It's all dusty.
Yeah, everything's dusty.
Yep. So, I would encourage people to seek out Titanic 2.
Definitely not.
So it's not a sequel.
It is. Well,
the ship itself is a sequel, but it's not real.
It's not a true sequel in the sense of, like, James Cameron didn't do it.
Right.
But anyone can make a sequel to anything, right?
Right, sure. Right. So what are some grandois movies that are like, what's the Aviator based on?
Howard Hughes.
Howard Hughes, yeah. What was the name of that ship, the plane that he I'm terrible at history, so.
You are.
So if we knew the name of that ship, come on, get on that.
You mean the plane?
The plane, yeah.
Not
which
a
was,
ship.
It was a plane built, was it all wood? It was made out of some sort of material. It was
unique somehow.
Yeah, it was unique, so. Maybe somebody needs to build a new one of that.
And make a 2.
Or the Hindenburg 2.
The Spruce Goose.
The Spruce Goose.
Yes.
2.
No.
T-O-O. Remember
the
that?
T-O-O.
Yeah. And I was thinking of that. It's actually Titanic
2. It's like the Titanic afterthought.
Yeah.
No.
There is a movie with T-O-O at the end.
I'm sure.
And it's like, called Teen Wolf 2.
I'm sure.
Oh, boy.
Starring Jason Bateman.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Jason's a good guy.
Oh, yeah.
I like Jason.
Yeah, this was the 80s right here. So the original Teen Wolf, Michael J. Fox.
Yes.
Huge movie.
Yeah.
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
I was a big fan. Still am.
You are still am. A lot.
Speaking of DVDs, it was one of those DVDs you could buy that had, it was a two-sided DVD with Teen Wolf 2, T-O-O, on the other side, starring Jason Bateman, who was Michael J. Fox's cousin in the movie.
Oh, and he becomes a wolf
And he
wolf
becomes a
also.
Teen Wolf as well. Yes.
Hence the 2, yeah.
I think that I sort of wish Titanic 2 had started a trend of taking classic
That's what I'm saying.
Movies.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't we get, like, Citizen Kane 2?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
You're going there with it.
No.
We're like, they've already done, like, the sequels to The Godfather,
right.
So that one's sort of, like, untouchable.
Right.
Yes.
But, like, you got to think of, like, the all-time classic.
The Untouchables, too.
You know what they could do? And actually, there is a book about it, but they could have done a second Forrest Gump. Because there was a second Forrest Gump book.
I thought they were going to do that.
There was. They should have made a Forrest Gump sequel.
They shouldn't, though.
I didn't know that there was
but
a second book.
But I feel like
book.
I heard
there
that was
a second
be
book.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What's it like? There should be like one classic movie that's like, why would you ever? This is one of those scenarios, actually. Why would you ever make a sequel book or boat? You know what I mean?
Don't do it.
I guess it's an interesting premise and has got us talking about it.
Now, if a movie becomes popular, it's weird if there isn't a sequel.
Yeah.
Like back then, I mean, and maybe I guess it depends on what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are they going to make Straight Outta Compton 2?
They're thinking about it. I heard there was going to be a sequel. Well, seriously.
Yeah, there's so many spin-off type biopics.
Stop.
That can be made. Yeah.
Let's not do it.
There could be a sequel because it could carry on to Dre's The Aftermath, you know, into that.
Oh,
and
God, no.
I don't know.
I think they have to be movies based in real life, though.
Yeah.
If you want to do the bizarro sequels, like Schindler's List 2.
Right. That's a good one. That's a perfect example of what I was trying to say. Mm. Schindler's List 2. Oh, that's bad.
Yep.
That is bad.
To be based in fact.
Yeah.
The first one has to be based in fact. The second one has to be based completely in fiction.
Fact, fiction, definitely.
Yeah. Like they just, there could be time travel involved in the movie, mm-hmm. you know, just to make up a storyline. You know,
sure, why not?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, you can go anywhere. That's so open-ended.
Very.
But speaking of biopics,
mm-hmm.
there's a rumor. Now, this is the thing. So, Big Boy from Outkast was on a Reddit AMA, which is an Ask Me Anything.
I
look that up.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Did you know what AMA was?
Yes.
American Music Awards.
No, you don't. You're not a Reddit.
I'm not at a Reddit.
I only go to it when these rappers do the AMAs.
Are they good?
Yeah,
usually good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this one especially, somebody asked about, with all the hype around the success of Straight Outta Compton, would there ever be an Outkast biopic? And this is all Big Boy said. Me and Dre were just discussing this over Labor Day. Stay tuned. And that is enough right there to just make the internet go crazy.
You know what? Big Boy is fond of making open-ended statements like that. And he knows Andre is not going to do any shit like that.
Yeah.
He'll be like, oh, new music coming soon,
right.
But we don't hear any new Outkast music.
Yeah.
Like, we thought they were going to put out a new album after, was it last year? They had that whole festival.
The tour,
and we're like, oh, new music is coming, but...
Yeah.
Nothing yet.
And at all the shows that they did last year, Andre was always wearing like a shirt that said
statement,
like
jumpsuit thing.
Yeah, like sellout or something like that.
Yeah,
corporate.
He was kind of Kanye before Kanye was
right.
Kanye.
Yeah.
and he's doing like the whole acting bit. Didn't he have that Jimi Hendrix movie? Did that
ever
come out?
I think it's coming up.
I think it's on. It might be on Netflix.
Oh,
I never.
Why don't you look that up?
I'll look that one up too.
I am very interested to see that because I think visually he looks a lot like Jimi Hendrix too.
He does. It is.
Jimi Hendrix too.
Nice.
That is definitely because it went straight to Netflix, so it'll definitely be a TOO.
Right. I thought it didn't get the amazing reviews I expected it to.
What?
The Jimi Hendrix one that he did.
He did it. It's out already.
It's out, yeah.
Oh my God! I didn't even know
it was
out.
It was out in theaters. It was like it wasn't a huge
release.
It was
out in theaters.
Yeah.
It's called Jimmy. All is by my side.
Wow! I have to look that up.
It came out like a year ago.
It was last year. Yeah. It was like probably a smaller independent release.
It's on, I'm looking on Rotten Tomatoes. It got a 66.
Oh, no.
On Rotten Tomatoes.
Sorry.
Borderline D.
So I don't know if he was good or if he was bad.
The footage that I saw. It seemed like it all happened pretty quick, didn't it?
Yeah, and I know there was a lot of issues with music clearance from the Hendrix estate. Like, they didn't want them to use a lot of his music. So I just figured it never came out.
Right, yeah, because how could you do that?
Exactly.
That reminds me, I'm a big fan of the show 30 Rock.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there's an episode of that where one of the characters gets signed to play Janis Joplin in a Janis Joplin movie. but then they lose the rights to the Janis Joplin songs and then they lose the right to the Janis Joplin name.
Oh,
so she's like, she all of a sudden it's this movie about someone named Janet Joplin or something.
Was it, what's her name?
Jenna Maroney.
And that is...
The blonde lady whose name I can't remember.
Okay. I could see that. I think I saw that one.
Yeah, it's a good...
30 Rock's a good show.
Yeah.
So, needless to say, it's just, I don't know if it's going to happen.
It's not happening.
I don't think Andre would
go
for that.
He's not going for it.
I mean, it's sad because Outkast is one of my favorite rap groups of all time.
Yeah.
And to see, like, their story would be amazing because it is a good story.
And again, the story is not over.
It is on Netflix.
Right, yeah. That's the thing. Maybe.
Somebody has to die. For it to be a biopic.
It's on Netflix.
All is by my side. It is on Netflix.
I'll let you guys know what I think.
Yeah,
I know. I'm going to put it on my list right now.
Definitely.
Do it. Add it to your queue.
I feel like they dumbed Netflix down when they changed it from queue to list. It's like people didn't know what that word meant.
Well, everyone, they're always trying to like, how can we make this easier? But it's really, it's just a different word.
Stop ruining my experience, Netflix.
Yeah. Right.
Now I don't know how to spell Q anymore.
No.
Yeah, whatever. So are there any like artists or musicians of, that you guys would like to see biopics of?
Oh, man.
Like some favorites that have a good story to tell.
Did you guys see check out the James Brown one?
No,
I never saw that one. But
that was a good one. I didn't. It was okay.
Yeah,
I thought it wasn't bad.
I think there's a if done right, they can be really good. I was a big fan of the Doors movie.
Oh,
Who did that one? I forget his name, but that was good. But again, it's like. I don't think that the artists had any involvement in the movie.
That was the Val Kilmer?
Val Kilmer, yeah.
You know who deserves like a big budget?
Oliver Stone did the Doors movie, by the way.
A big budget music biopic. Mm. I want a Tupac one. I want a good one.
Everybody's saying that.
I want a good one.
I don't think it would be good because everybody wants to has their own perspective and their own relationship with Pac.
Right.
And it's just it won't be good. So this is just like.
But there's a lot of people that they could get input from, you know, that were good friends with him.
And it's there's a lot of people that would dispute a lot of things too.
That's
because
true.
They either don't want it to be told or they want to tell their side of what it was.
Yeah.
But it's like Pac is not here or like. Yeah, no.
But I think it could do good. That will eventually happen. I guarantee you that's going to happen.
Probably.
Because that guy's got a legacy.
He does.
And a lot of people, I would go see it. I'd probably go see it 3 times in the theater. Yeah.
You know who else I think has a sort of an interesting story in music? And he's not a musician, but Jimmy Iovine.
Jimmy Iovine.
I think he would have a really interesting story to where he came from.
Yeah.
To what he became.
Right.
And he's continuing.
Yeah. He's all over the place.
I think he'd make
a
very interesting biopic.
I would watch that. Yeah. I'll buy the book and the DVD. He's smart.
Slap just a title on a piece of paper and I will pay a lot of money for that.
Me too. He's a smart guy.
He is, yeah. Yeah, I didn't know he worked with like the Rolling Stones and like tons of artists.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
I would definitely buy that.
And then basically all of these movies that we're talking about will eventually tie into Straight Outta Compton at some point.
Oh, yeah.
It's what
like,
if?
It's like the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, it is.
And all the movies.
Straight Outta Compton.
At the end of Straight Outta Compton, you see Jimmy Iovine.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets his own spin-off movie.
Right.
And there you see Eminem. And then
his
own spin
off. Oh, my God.
But here's the thing is everything has to stem. Everything has to stem from Straight Outta Compton. Yeah. So it has to be the same actors.
Oh
right.
My God.
And they all like cross paths in like these certain scenes.
Oh, my God.
Just like the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I think we're on to something.
I think we are too.
There's got to be a Snoop Dogg one played by the same guy who was Snoop Dogg in there. The Tupac guy. Did you see Straight Outta Compton?
Yes, twice.
The guy who played Snoop Dogg, I mean, his voice was like spot on.
Yes.
I remember when they showed him like from behind talking to Dre.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, is that really Snoop?
Snoop Dogg, yeah.
And they showed his face and like,
he doesn't look like, yeah.
But that's all right. I mean, it's like, how do you find someone that resembles him in so many ways?
Exactly.
Yeah. But that'd be cool. That'd be funny. The Compton universe.
That was funny.
The Compton universe. I love it.
So what's the consensus here? Do you guys think
no.
The Outkast biopic's going to happen?
Not happening.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe someday.
He's
in
going
like
maybe.
10 years.
Big Boy can tell his story, but his story is incomplete if Andre is not in it.
Right.
So... no point.
What
don't
if,
do it.
What if Big Boy got input from like Andre's mom? He went like all Andre's around
not
him.
Alive.
He did the end around.
Andre's mom is dead.
I'm sorry. Much respect to Mrs. Andre
3000. Rest in peace.
I don't think
R.I.P.
her last. I don't think her name was 3000.
Andre Benjamin.
Benjamin.
Yeah.
Did
Mrs.
you see
Benjamin.
The Key and Peele sketch with?
Oh yes.
Okay.
No.
Oh, okay, that's so, you need to see that.
So Key and Peele just did a sketch, and it sort of takes the idea of Outkast. And like why people assume they aren't together and sort of flips it on its head.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Everyone assumes it's because Andre wants to go off and do this like artsy stuff. But they're in a coffee shop and Andre comes in and he's just this bizarre person.
Yes. I did see that.
And it turns out that Big Boy is just so annoyed with everything that Andre
does. I would imagine.
That he
like
wants nothing
life.
To do with him. It's
yeah.
really
sounds
good.
I did
like
see that. Was that one of their newer bits?
It's newish.
It was
recent.
This season.
Yeah, it's definitely this season.
Okay. Did I hear that they're not doing another season?
They're done.
This is the last
one. Oh, man, that's too bad.
They went on for a good, they had a good run.
Yeah.
They did, and they did some stuff that really caught sort of mainstream attention. Definitely. But it leaves a big hole in sketch comedy. I mean, you have like your SNL, and then there's always, you know, you hope to get a couple other sort of, you know, for a while they had to run with, early on it was In Living Color.
Yeah.
Had a run for a while. Mad TV had a run for a while. Chappelle had his run for a while. Key and Peele, but they're just like, I feel like there's a hole, there's a gap there. Definitely. We need something to fill that sketch comedy.
They will find it. Because
I love that world. Sketch comedy is one of my favorite things that has ever been.
My wife and I watch Amy Schumer.
Amy's great.
That is good, but it's like some of the stuff is like, I don't know. I feel like I'm not laughing at some things that are supposed to be funny. But maybe I'm 36, so maybe it's just I'm getting old. Yeah. But Key and Peele has always really done it for me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like those the NFL ones where they
Are you talking about the college football, East versus
West? That's what it was. Yeah. That's a good thing. But so speaking of rappers and biopics, that's a good segue into Big Pun.
Yeah.
Who's his son is a rapper.
Right. So XXL is doing this new video series on rappers who are related in some way, like new and upcoming rappers who are related to famous rappers. Okay. So their children and you know, aunts and nieces, nephews. And the first video in the series was a guy named Chris Rivers, who is Big Pun's son.
Who I'm calling Little Pun.
Lil Pun.
L-I-L.
He doesn't seem that little. I mean, he's like...
He's grown.
He's like in his 20s.
And he's like of average build. He's not big like Big Pun.
No, right.
But he's not like a little beanpole guy.
No.
He's average Pun.
Yeah, he's average...
Average Pun.
And, he was good. Like, his skills were pretty good. Yeah. I wasn't blown away.
No, I was not.
So I think both in stature... And in skill, he is average Pun.
I hear Pun in his voice.
Yes.
You can definitely hear that. So he's got that going for him.
What he didn't do that I loved about Pun is Pun would take these big, deep breaths, and he would just go. And you're like, when is he going to breathe again?
And those were real. They weren't like punched in.
I imagine. I mean, I'm not an expert. I don't know what he was doing in the studio.
He was a big guy. It's a big lung.
It wouldn't even be that it was just fast. It would just be that like he would never stop. It was like blah 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 blah. It's like, when's he gonna, what's going on here?
Right.
Yeah. That's what I used to love about Pun.
Yeah.
And he's still not a player.
And nope.
But he is a player.
But you are still
a
hater.
What?
That's what he says.
Oh, no, I thought you were calling me a hater. but I can't wait to see who else they put on there because there's Lil Eazy-E. He used to go by Lil Eazy-E. Now he goes by Baby Eazy-E.
No.
Not better.
But no. So in looking into this, what's his name? Chris Rivers did a track in 2013 called My Three Sons with Lil Eazy-E, or E3, he also goes by, and Young Dirty Bastard, which
I found
the track. I'm gonna put it at the end of the podcast here, so you guys should check it out. It's not bad.
Okay.
But Young Dirty Bastard tries way too hard to be like his dad.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
And I mean... His voice too is very similar to his dad's. Okay. I don't know if he's trying to make it sound that way, but you know, like he was so one of a kind, ODB. That
you can't emulate that.
You're just an imitation.
So I don't know. It's interesting. Check out the track.
What does he call himself?
Young Dirty Bastard.
No.
Yeah.
So here's the thing that. Like everything else in rap, every so often, you know, we're reaching these. Things that rap is now old enough to have its famous rappers are having kids. Like this is the first generation of kids whose parents were famous rappers becoming rappers themselves. Like we don't know how this is going to work. Mm-hmm. Just like we discussed a few weeks ago on the podcast, how are rappers going to age? At what point? I mean, are we going to have 65-year-old
Jay-Z's
rappers still rapping?
Yeah.
We don't know because this is the first, you know, what happens these people?
We'll see.
So the first generation of children.
Who will be the Rolling Stones of hip hop? Right. What was I going to say about that? It's going to be interesting, but there's going to be things like the Smith kids.
Oh, yeah. They're amazing. I love Jaden.
Do you?
Oh,
yeah. We don't like Jaden here on the podcast.
Guys are crazy with that little asshole.
I love Jaden. I don't know about Willow Smith.
Willow can sing.
Can she sing?
I think
her voice is fine, but remember she had that song where all the lyrics were just like...
Whip my hair?
No, that song was fine. The one with all the nonsense about like... having stones.
Oh,
and
yeah,
having,
I remember that song, like, was not it.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. I've heard that one.
Well, I'll yeah. play it for you afterwards. It's
that
so
was not,
bizarre.
It was not her finest moments, okay. but she has some decent
Those
songs.
Those kids are odd. They're very. Both very odd.
You know
but
what
that's
else?
That's a good thing now.
Yeah, I think when you're, I think it's almost, that's fairly normal to, when you're raised in that sort of a bubble
yeah.
and your parents are that famous, I think you almost have to grow up and be sort of weird.
Yeah.
Right. You know?
Can I tell you?
You don't get normal social experiences.
No. Yeah,
let me tell you about an interesting, another famous, well, I know the kid's not famous, but the dad is, Tom Hanks.
Oh no!
Has this, a son.
Oh no! I
Chet Hayes.
Chet Hayes.
Who drops the N-word in his raps?
Oh
apparently.
Yeah, all the time.
Oh
yeah.
bad.
And he went on. He went this big thing on Instagram saying like, "Oh, I can say it.
Yeah,
it's okay because it's fine.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, well, yeah.
it's not it a big a deal. Thing. He's like, oh, it's not a thing anymore. We're taking it back.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, Chet.
You know, Colin Hanks is a good actor.
He is.
I enjoy
he
Hanks
is.
Good
his
stuff. Why can't you be more like your brother, Chet?
Right, Chet.
Do you think Tom Hanks is just so embarrassed?
Definitely.
I would think so.
He didn't even make a statement because he's like, I'm not even trying to.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say.
And that's the thing. Like, Chet Hayes, besides being sort of obnoxious and ignorant, but is really not very good. Like, he's pretty bad at rap.
But, you know, again, if you have money, if you're raised with money.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible. That's right. I was trying to think of some other rappers that have kids that. You know, Ice Cube's kids.
He's such a good actor.
Yeah.
I think he plays that very well.
Both of his older kids rap. I forget what they go by. Doughboy and I forget the other name.
I didn't know that.
What about Lil Romeo?
Hey, Romeo.
Also,
is he just Romeo now? Or
is he's just Romeo now. Yeah, he's not Lil.
He's not Lil anymore. Run for Run DMC's kids. There's actually...
Dickie's good, but he's like a... R&B type of rapper.
There is a video out there that I recommend because I thought it was really cool. Run and Ice Cube. It was like shot on a rooftop or something. A cipher of Run and his two kids and Ice Cube and his two kids. And they're just the two of them. And it's really cool to see.
Which of
really
Run's cool. two kids? JoJo and Diggy?
I don't know the other. Diggy is one of them.
Okay.
I don't know the other.
He's kind of taller, darker.
Yeah. They're older kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was cool. I mean, they were both on point.
Oh.
And I would say Ice Cube's kids definitely rap better than he did
in that
Cypher video. Yeah.
Wow.
It was cool.
I think Ice Cube is probably a better rapper than Run, like when it comes to skills.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he probably passed that down.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
I got to check that out for sure.
So that's worth a watch. But otherwise, I don't know of any other rappers.
Kids of rappers?
Yeah. I think Curtis Young, who is Dr. Dre's biological son.
Okay.
Who didn't even realize Dre was his dad till he was like 16 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when Dre and him finally met, he bought him a car.
Oh, of course. Of course.
But that's, you know, in interviews, I've read interviews about him, and he said that he doesn't want to try to be like his dad or anything.
Exactly.
I like
sure,
that.
Me too.
You got to make a name for yourself.
Exactly.
Young dirty bastard.
Lil pun. E3.
Young dirty bastard.
But I was trying to think of some others. I don't know of any others, but
I can't think of
I think it'll
I'm
be
sure
interesting.
There's a lot of them floating around there.
Yeah, I'll be interested to hear who else XXL Magazine has. It's called Family Ties.
Family Ties, yep.
Check it out.
I can be cool.
I think so.
So let's talk about the parental advisory.
Yes.
That label. Was a good one.
Yeah. So
I didn't
this
know
is
all of that.
Not necessarily. This is not the 30-year anniversary of the parental advisory, but it's the 30-year anniversary of the PMRC, which is the Parents Music Resource Center, which was formed 30 years ago, which that group created, lobbied for, and got like the parental advisory logo.
Yeah.
I remember that. There was a big. I mean, I don't remember it as it was happening because I was one. I was 1 year old.
Yeah, Chipper Gore.
But
I don't want to hear those.
I remember hearing
either.
About it, and I remember, and it is. It's interesting, like how initially, just there was a big uproar about this,
right.
And then now the parental advisory sticker is just sort of part
everywhere.
Of yeah,
yeah,
everywhere.
Because there was a time, I think I've told this story on the podcast before, when. I remember buying Tupac's second album on cassette tape.
Okay.
It was at a Best Buy in at Northtown Mall in Blaine, mm-hmm. and the guy would not sell it to me at the counter because of the parental advisory logo.
Wow.
And I was like, fuck you, man. Fuck you. I didn't say that. I was just kidding. I was just like, oh, I'll go get my mom. Okay.
That's fine.
I don't remember. I did eventually get it. I don't mm-hmm. remember how, but I did not steal it.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for clarifying.
I believe you. I believe you.
But then I remember also roughly that same era, Ugly Kid Joe. Do you remember that mm-hmm. band, mm-hmm. Ugly Kid Joe? They had an album. I bought it, and I remember getting in the car, and I was playing it, and my aunt, who was normally a really cool aunt, was like, wait a minute, what's this parental advisory thing? And made my mom take it away from me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But it's just, yeah, it's totally a different thing these days. Yeah. It's like...
It's on you put parental advisory on a t-shirt.
Yeah. Yep.
People will wear it. They're right. Like, this is cool. You know, though, I was reading about the Parents Music Resource Center, the group, which was Tipper Gore was a member of that, and that was a big deal because... that sort of followed her.
Yeah,
I mean, even now, that's what a lot of people think of when what I think of when I think of Tipper Gore is Eminem yelling "Fuck you, Tipper Gore" in the end of what was it, White America?
Yeah.
But what they actually wanted was lyrics printed on the outside of the album, like on
the
album
cover. I read that.
Really?
I read that, yeah.
Wow.
Because, yeah, so people knew what they were buying, and they didn't get that. They did get the parental advisory logo.
And at one time, they also wanted, like, a rating system, mm-hmm. like a movies.
Like what movies and what video games have now.
Right. Yeah. And actually, I think, I want to say there's, like, a Ghetto Boys album that says, like, rated R or something. You know, there's albums that people just creatively put, like, rated X or something like that on there just for... I don't know, because it's cool.
Yeah.
But it kind of a local tie with this story is the reason Tipper Gore became a member of the PMRC was because her daughter was listening to a Prince album, Purple Rain, song Darling Nikki.
One of my favorite Prince songs.
Yeah, and on the home stereo system, and Tipper Gore was like, what is this?
Whoa.
What is this garbage? This is Prince.
Yeah, Prince. This is Prince.
Yeah, those feelings you feel, that's a little tingle you feel.
That's Prince.
That's Prince.
You know, on a side note, the Foo Fighters do a cover of that song, and it's really good.
Oh, I'd like to hear that.
Yeah,
that.
It's really good.
Is it just a live cover? Or
no, it's like studio recorded.
Really?
Cover, yeah.
Nice.
It was like a B-side to one of their singles.
Okay. So
you should look it up.
Yeah, so Tipper Gore heard the song. She was a bit offended by the lyrics and thought, something has to be done. She raised her finger
something
like this.
Something must be done.
Yeah, and she probably slammed her fist down.
Yeah, of course.
And so she didn't... The PMRC was a thing before that, and she joined.
And it remained a thing after she left.
Right.
Yeah. When she became, was it, first she became lady. Second lady?
Second lady.
Right.
Is that what they call the wife?
I don't know.
When she became second lady, the group continued on. She was no longer.
She's like, I don't have time for this anymore. No, my husband's creating the internet.
Yeah. Right. He's too busy.
I don't have time for this.
Right.
But that was interesting.
That was a fun story.
So I looked it up. It's not the easiest thing to find. What was the first album to have the parental advisory sticker on? And I think it was a Frank Zappa album.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And it ironically didn't even have any lyrics on the album. It was because of like the track title names, and the name of the album was like Jazz Hell or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But then the first rap
Frank
album,
Zappa was really big, and it was Frank Zappa. It was Dee Snider. From Twisted Sister.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the
I always laugh
really,
when I think of him. I don't know why.
Really heavily involved in that whole bit. And there was the congressional hearings and things like that. Frank Zappa was a big part of that, and Dee Snider.
And if you didn't support them, they would bulldoze over your albums.
Yep.
A big pile of them. They would go out to the record store and buy those albums.
But
quickly.
That's the good
They wouldn't
part.
Put them into their car stereos. They would put them on the ground and roll them
care.
Over.
Yeah.
No.
That reminded me of a scene from Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah.
Just like us. Yeah. Rob and I want you to subscribe to the podcast, but we don't care at all if you listen. So just subscribe. That's what matters.
Yeah.
That's what's important, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know why I dropped that beat right there, but
it was a perfect
It made
time.
You dance.
Yeah, I like it.
So apparently the first rap album to have the parental advisory was Two Live Crews as nasty as they want to be.
Yeah.
So, which rightfully so deserved
Definitely.
The parental advisory sticker. Now, I remember John and I used to rap, John more recently than I, but
yeah.
I remember like working on the album artwork and being like, I can't wait to put that parental advisory logo on there.
Yep, there
it
you go.
Kinda, I don't know, it's just, it felt good.
It made it feel like official.
Official, right.
It felt legit when she slapped that
parental. Yeah. Yeah, that was, it's just, I don't know what it is.
And there were times we pushed that parental advisory to its limits.
Not like more, Two Live Crew did.
More Josh and I than you and
right.
And
Rufus, the gang.
But,
and the gang.
Oh,
gang.
Man.
It wasn't a gang. I don't know, you guys got anything to add about that? How do you feel about parental? And I mean, I get as a parent, you know, I definitely know people who don't change like their, what they listen to around their kids.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's their prerogative. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but you're doing it wrong.
Right.
But you know, I like my kids are in the car. I don't listen to anything with lyrics like that. But, how about you, John? Your kid's
my kid is young enough now where she doesn't know, so I'm
you're
fairly
okay.
clear yeah. to listen. And I've asked my wife, I'm like, what point do I need to stop like saying, like swearing around my kid, listening to that stuff? And we decided that a year was good.
Okay.
Okay.
So
that's
I
good.
Have like a month. No. With not
you
even
got a, you got less than a month to clean
I got
up
like
your act.
Three, not even 2.5 weeks.
Wow.
Left wow. of being able to swear
of
and being able
potty
to
mouth.
Listen to vulgar music in the car.
Wow.
Then I got to change my ways.
Man, you're going to be a different
now.
Person.
Yep. I know.
I want listeners of the show to remember this moment.
Remember it.
Because in about a month, it's going to be a different Johnny
so
question.
I'm going to come. No, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to come out of the show and just vomit Venigo, cuss words
yes,
everywhere.
Yes.
Because I got
your outlet.
Build up. Building up. And it's just gonna, we're going to have to put a parental advisory on the podcast.
Explicit content.
Explicit.
Maybe we should put that in the canned intro.
I like that.
Yeah. Warning, explicit content. Johnny question mark.
Yay, yay.
Yeah, it's a whoa. Where is it?
Yay, yay.
There it is. Well, John, do you have a wrestling news for the week?
Sort of.
Well,
go on to wrestling.
Let's go to wrestling then.
R-A-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S
at johnny?com
for free.
For free.
Yeah, so I don't really have wrestling news, but I did want to talk about something for people who are local to Minnesota. I know that a good portion of our podcast listeners are, but not all.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But there's a really good NPR news article out right now, written by a guy named John Collins, about Minnesota's independent pro wrestling scene, which is sort of building up, and it mentions a few of the different promotions that are going on. It's on a few of the wrestlers. One guy named Wildcat, who wrestled at WrestlePalooza, which I attended, and he's a cat character, and they do real funny stuff with him, like they put cat toys out and he gets distracted, and it's very comical. They talk about, I think it's First Wrestling, who's doing the outdoor wrestling in Uptown, mm-hmm. that they've been talking about.
Yep.
So it was cool to see an article that you don't generally think of, like public radio. You know, think of NPR,
right,
doing stuff, a feature on wrestling. So it must really be
a thing,
thriving and growing, thing. And it's fun. It's fun to be a part of that, even in a minuscule amount. And First Wrestling, we have a connection to that because our friend Arya Daivari
was on the show,
friend of the podcast, right, wrestles for First Wrestling,
right?
And he's actually been doing some very big things recently. He's been wrestling for Global Force Wrestling, which is owned by former WWE, WCW, WWF superstar Jeff Jarrett.
Jeff Jarrett.
And
that's
they
right.
just inked a TV deal.
Wow.
Overseas, and they're probably going to have a TV deal here in the United States. So we may see.
America's going to want a slice of that.
We yes, may see definitely. Friend of the podcast, Arya Daivari, on television Ooh. Sooner Ooh. Rather than later.
Nice. That's
so fun. Minnesota wrestling scene is really blown up. I encourage people to go check out the different wrestling promotions that.
So is Jeff Jarrett local here?
No, Jeff. I want to say he's from Nashville. And I'm sorry, it was Primetime Wrestling. First Wrestling is who puts out the WrestlePalooza. Primetime Wrestling is who's doing the outdoor Uptown.
Oh, okay.
But no, I think he's like a Nashville. guy. He's from somewhere.
Primetime Wrestling is the federation that my good friend Mikey Wipeout mm-hmm. would wrestle for.
I think he's been refereeing.
Has he?
I think so.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I thought I saw his name on a... Text him and ask him if he's been refereeing.
I will. Well, that's all you got there?
Yeah, not much. Just encouraging because... The people who listen to this segment, or the people who are interested in what I have to say in this segment, I'm guessing usually are already aware of what I'm talking about in wrestling news, because yeah. it's always stuff that sort of pertains to mainstream. But I thought that this would be something for people who were interested in the wrestling segment to go, they can go check out and read it on their own, because it is cool.
Nice. So. Maybe send me that link and I'll put it up in the show.
Yeah, let's do it.
So people can click that. All right. Well, let's talk about something quick before we get into Antonia here. How can people support the podcast? That's what people are wanting to know. Antonia's been wanting to know the whole time, like, I'm on the show, but how can I really support the podcast? The best way, Amazon Associates. What is Amazon Associates, you might ask yourself? Well, let's say you like to buy stuff and shop on Amazon. A lot of people do. I'm one of them. I'm guilty. But if you go to thankyourob.com/Amazon, you can, it takes you right to Amazon with a unique link to the site that mm-hmm. kind of kicks back to Thank You, Rob. It's just Amazon with a unique URL is what it is. And prices are still the same.
Mm-hmm.
Products are still the same. It's Amazon. You can use your Prime. You can use gift cards.
Yeah.
You know the routine. And just buy your stuff that way. It's so easy. And... Again, a little advertising kickback comes back to the podcast. So it's like you're buying your stuff you're going to buy anyways, but you're supporting the podcast.
At the same time.
ThankYouRob.com/Amazon or Amazon.ThankYouRob.com.
Or just go to ThankYouRob.com and click the Amazon Associates link.
You got it.
Three ways.
You got it, brah.
Brah.
Yeah, so that's the best way to support the podcast. We appreciate anyone and everyone that uses it because people do... whether you're buying something small, something big, Christmas time is coming. This is the big paycheck.
The goose
here.
Is getting fat.
Yes. Yeah. And we could really use your support.
Yeah.
Really, really could use it a lot.
My kid needs a power wheel.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Here we go. Let's.
That was a throwback to last week's episode for
yes,
people who, do, who don't
I like
who
the tie-in because people are going to be like, what is he talking about? Now I have to listen. All right, Antonia. Welcome again to the show.
Thank you.
So for those unfamiliar, you run a blog.
Yes.
You contribute to other blogs as well.
Yes.
But the Lifestyle Observer is your official baby.
Yes.
That is
yes,
your baby.
Definitely.
Your bread and butter.
Yes.
Beautiful layout.
Thank
nicely
you.
Put together.
Thank you.
Very active Twitter.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's important. Twitter. That's important, though.
Yes.
Yeah. But now, okay, so your bio says you grew up around a lot of music.
Yes.
Right? Where did you grow up?
I was born in Nigeria.
Okay.
And I moved here when I was 13, went to high school, junior high, college here, so kind of half and half.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so and your parents, everybody moved here?
My siblings moved here, but my parents still live back home.
Okay.
But they visit a lot.
So at 13, you said?
Yep.
So you moved here with, like, older siblings, I assume?
Mm-hmm.
They weren't just like... Here's $20. Good luck. Good luck.
No. Nothing like that.
So growing up, what kind of music were your parents playing?
My dad loved a lot of like R&B. He loved a lot of like, he loved Elton John, the Beastie Boys.
That's interesting.
He's
cool.
Yeah,
that sounds like what I listen to now.
Yeah.
Elton John and the Beastie Boys.
24/7.
He was kind of all over the place. That's kind of like how I am with my music selection. Like right. I listen to everything and he listens to everything.
That's
too,
good. So. That's healthy because there's, you know, there's no one genre that's just like amazing music. No. There's a lot of beautiful music.
Definitely.
So that's cool. That's really cool. And I'm hoping raising my kids, I listen to a very wide variety of music too.
I'm sure you are.
I think that's important.
It is.
Whether they realize it now or not. They better pick up on it because I'm trying hard.
I picked up on it.
Eventually, there will come an age where your kids will hate what you listen to just because you like it. Yep. But then they'll, when they get older, at least this is what they'll appreciate it more.
Definitely.
Like the music my parents made me listen to, I rebelled against sort of as a teenager, and then into my 20s, I started to like. I don't know if it was like nostalgia or
if it was programmed
in my head.
Yeah,
but I like it more now than I did then.
Mm-hmm. So, what kind of music do you is like that to you now? Is it all Elton John and Beastie Boys?
Yeah. It's very like old, like I said, very old, like classic R&B, like Joe, throwback Usher, like very old and classic R&B. Yeah. Like the James Brown movie, that's why I went to go see it, because my dad loved James Brown. And yeah, just old stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I listen to them, like I've heard that before somewhere. Yeah. It's very, yeah, nostalgic.
That's cool. That's good to have, though.
Yeah, very. Yeah.
That's an awesome upbringing.
It was.
Very cool. So you moved here at 13.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you started going to school?
Yes.
And what were you listening to at that time?
What was I listening to at that time? At that time, I was listening to a lot of, I think when I moved here, Chris Brown was just becoming the thing.
Okay.
So yeah, it was just very Chris Brown and I want to say Dipset. I could be mistaken.
Yep.
But I was just getting to a lot of, I don't know why I liked East Coast music a lot, but I just was very fond of East Coast music.
It talked to you.
It does.
It caught you.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. So I was just listening to a lot of everything.
A lot of Puff Daddy?
Yes. Uh-huh. Definitely a lot of Puff Daddy. Uh-huh. Definitely.
That's right. Okay, so, and what were your siblings listening to then?
My siblings, I know my oldest brother listens to a lot of like underground rap. Mm-hmm. Like he was just like listening. I don't know if Wiz was out then, Wiz Khalifa. Like he was just listening to all his like mixtapes before he became mainstream and not a lot of people like him anymore. But yeah, he was just listening to a lot of like underground rappers, like who some of them have become mainstream, but at the time they were like just up and coming. Yeah. So yeah, he was listening to a lot of that.
That's cool. How many siblings do you have?
I have 3 brothers.
Okay. Yep. Well, you came here with your older, they're all older?
Yes, older.
Okay.
Yep.
There you got 3 older brothers to protect you there.
No, 2 older, 1 younger.
Or 2 older. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm sure brothers and a sister, they'll hold it down for you.
No,
sure.
They do. Yeah. They do.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So are they all still here?
Yes.
That's cool. Yeah. Minnesota is home now.
Yeah, there it is. Go. It really is.
Although you said you don't like the cold.
I don't.
How do they feel about the cold?
They don't like it either.
I mean, who does, really?
I like the cold.
Do you really?
I do like it.
That's what I said. Do you really?
I do. I prefer wintertime. But I mean, I love all the seasons for what they are.
Really?
I do. I mean, I'm a December baby. I was born in December.
Oh, that
so
makes sense.
I don't know. Something about it's just.
Yeah.
It does nothing for me, man. The weather, I can't.
I cannot do it.
It's the worst.
How is the weather?
But maybe if you're like an outdoor person, like if you like to like go snowmobiling or skiing or you just like to
just
go
like
out, you just like to stand outside in the cold
and do
no activities.
I love nothing more.
Oh, that's the worst.
I don't mind snowmobiling and stuff, and
I don't like any of that stuff.
No.
Snowboarding, I just don't do them.
You just don't do them.
Just don't do them. Yeah.
So we got way off topic.
The blog.
So you launched it in 2014?
Yes.
And so how did you get into that? Did you always want to write? Did you?
You wanted to write about Dipset.
You're like, I need a blog dedicated to
Dipset.
Cameron only.
I love Cameron. He's my favorite.
I have one page for Joel Santana.
I love Joel. Yeah. I do. Cameron is my favorite.
That's cool.
He can do no wrong in my book.
Yeah.
He's the best. So, how did I get started?
Yeah.
I've always like I said, I've always been like musically inclined. Like I listen to a lot of music, I go to a lot of shows and all that fun stuff. And I'll call my friends and my brother after I go to a show or listen to new music or see a new visual of an artist I like, and I'll like give them a whole rundown of why I like it, why they should watch it, why they should check it out, all this stuff. And it got to a point that everybody was like, stop calling me. Like,
just,
I don't
just
care.
Just write about it.
Yeah, they were like, no, they were like, get it, buy a journal. Like, write about it or something. Start a blog. Send me a link. Like, I don't, I don't care.
Stop calling
me. Stop texting. Stop sending me all these 4-page text messages about why Chris Brown batted his eyes and you were just so in love. Like, I don't want to hear about it. So I was like, okay, I'll write about it. I'll send you a link or something.
So just so people are getting the correct spelling, is it's like the Lifestyle Observer, but it's Lite, L-I-T-E. So the L-I-T-E style observer.com.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it is a very well put together,
you
know, John is our grammar Nazi.
I am.
So I doubt he caught any spelling errors or anything.
Hopefully not.
No.
But it's great.
I only caught one here in our agenda.
Visually awesome.
It is a really, really nice looking site.
So that's important, though. I mean, there's a lot of people who think they can start a blog and just kind of share their opinion.
Yeah.
But you're actually going out. You're listening to music.
Yes.
You're going out to shows,
mm-hmm.
Which is more to say than myself.
Because mm-hmm.
Like Eric
so
Mason.
What happens when you get old?
It is true. And have kids. Your life is over. Yeah. Okay. Just
FYI.
Yeah. But it goes down a different path. Yeah.
Right.
It
sound
like it's all shitty. But Eric Mason of the Crunchy Kids.
Yes.
Has
Eric
a new
is
album.
Awesome. Yep.
Yeah. And that's you went to the show.
Yep.
And I haven't listened to the album. I really want to.
It's good.
I just haven't gotten around to that yet. Sure. But we've had Chance on a couple times.
Really nice.
Yep, Chance
you should have Eric on.
A legit dude.
I'd
love
to
have Eric on. Yeah.
I messaged him well before this album
We're
came
calling
out.
You out, Eric.
Yeah, calling you out, man. Why don't you reply to my email?
Oh.
Maybe it was like a different Eric Mason.
Now
that I think about it.
Maybe he spelled his email just
maybe.
Wrong.
Eric
Because his little people are really good at getting back to people,
yeah.
So mm-hmm. you should try that.
Okay, I should pursue that because I really like what he did on the Crunchy Kids album. Mint.
Oh, yeah.
So are you the only contributor?
Yes.
Because you've put out a lot of content.
I know.
Yes, I don't know how you have so much. I don't know how you have the time.
I know. I don't sleep. I literally don't sleep.
Yeah. Well, that's good. You know what, though? This is a passion. You can tell
it
because
is.
There is so much content. And
yeah.
it's not just like light content. This
yeah.
is the real deal here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what a blog should be.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I think it's great. And I'm glad we finally got you on here.
Yes.
It's not. So if you run a blog, don't feel like you can be on this podcast.
Right? I know. Don't
We're
you
not
do
just,
it.
You probably can't cut it.
We're not just bringing any old bloggers in here.
Right.
Only the blogs that we really like.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Once you can hold it down like Antonia can,
right.
then we'll talk.
Yeah, it'll take you a while, but you get there. We all get there.
So are you at the point now where you're getting like press passes to shows? Are you big time?
I'm almost there. I've got...
And also, add two to that list.
Yeah. I know, right?
When you get
oh,
the press
Lord.
Passes.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm almost there. I'm almost there.
Yeah.
I guess press passes to some shows, like mm-hmm. when it's like local artists that I'm now friends of mine, they're like, okay, I'll put you on my guest list.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting that now, but the official press passes, I'm still working on it. Like, venues are very, like, lax on getting back to you when you
mm-hmm.
email them
right.
about stuff. They're like, oh, I'll wait 2 weeks, and the show has already passed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the thing I always tell people is that if I really want to go to a show, I'm not going to wait on press pass. I'm going to go to the show regardless.
Right.
I will pay good money to see that artist because
yeah.
I like that artist. I want to tell people how the show is. So if they want to go see that artist again, they know, oh, this person is a good performer. This person put on a show. This person didn't put on a show.
Yeah.
Like, I want to give people that information. So
right.
if they don't have to go to the show, they don't have to waste their money or their time.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to the show regardless of whether or not they reply my emails.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm. And that's passionate right there.
That
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Granted, I'm sure you'd prefer to not have to pay, but
right.
you know.
It,
yeah.
Well, maybe like by the time Soundset comes around this year, you'll be press passed up.
They better give me press passes for Soundset this year, or else I'll be upset.
First year in St. Paul, right?
I know, right?
Right, yeah, yeah, the State Fairgrounds.
Yes, I'm excited.
Because you review not just local shows. You
no.
go to, like, some bigger shows. Like,
yeah, I went to, even though I tweet about it, but I haven't, like, posted it up because I'm not, if you see my emails, too much.
Yeah.
I get too much emails. But, no, I've gone to a lot of, like, national stuff. I went to the Roots Picnic this year.
Mm-hmm.
I went, what did I go to recently? I went to this EDM hip hop music festival called Trilectro in DC like a month ago.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've been going to a lot of things out of state, which has been fun because it's like networking, meeting people, up and coming artists, and just people that know people. So it's been fun.
Yeah, and your blog isn't just Minnesota centric.
No.
It's all over the place.
It is.
I'm going to kind of trail off just a little bit because I want to ask you about a post you have for about. Is it Alessia? Alessia Cara?
Yes.
Is that how you say the
yes,
name?
Yes, yes, yes.
I haven't listened to this, but Alicia Keys posted something about her
oh,
as
really?
Well.
Okay.
So, which interests me.
So, of course, Rob was interested.
Yeah.
He
like, well, why,
loves
what's so
Alicia
important
Keys.
About
do
this
you?
Lady? Yeah, I do.
Loves
absolutely.
Alicia.
Yeah.
I like throwback Alicia. I don't know about now.
Yeah.
You don't like 87,000 days or whatever that song is.
It's 20,000 days.
Whatever.
I thought it was 2,800.
28,000 days is what it is.
28,000 days.
28,000 days. It's a fine song. I like that song.
There's nothing wrong with it. I didn't listen.
Yeah. Her last album wasn't great.
It was bad.
Didn't it win a Grammy for Best R&B?
Because this girl is on
girl
fire.
On fire,
oh,
probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so
yeah.
tired.
The new, that new song sounds like Swiss Beats. It sounds like Swiss Beats.
You know, Swiss Beats is all over her stuff now. But we'll see. Yeah. We'll see. So tell us about Alessa. Is that how you say it?
Yeah. Alessa. Alessia Cara. Okay. Yeah. She has like this very popular song that came out, I'm going to say earlier in the spring, summertime here. And it's like, it just took over the airwaves. Like, they're always playing it. And it has like, I think a few commercials like picked it up. It's like a soundtrack for a few commercials.
Oh, so it might sound familiar.
Yeah, it might sound, it probably will, because they're playing it all the time. Like KDWB and everybody's playing it all the time.
Okay.
And she's a really, I think she's a really good, like she has really good content. She writes her own stuff from what I know.
I like that.
And like, I think she's signed to Atlantic or Def Jam. Whatever record company she's signed to, they're really backing her. So there's a lot of promotion for her stuff. And she's performing on a lot of like late night show circuits too. So
she's making the rounds.
She's definitely making the rounds. So she just put out an EP, which I put on my blog, and she's getting ready to put out an album.
Okay. They're putting her up. She's in the batter circle right now.
Definitely. Yep. Yeah. Definitely.
So let's should we get into this?
Let's do it.
We don't have any. We haven't figured out who's going to ask what questions.
No, we're just we're winging it. We're winging the high five, you guys.
But it's time for the high five. You ready
Normally we plan this out in advance just for us, just so the people at home know where we're at. We normally plan out our high five in advance. Unfortunately, I showed up late to the podcast tonight.
Tastefully late.
Tastefully late. I was fashionably late. So we are going to wing the high five, and maybe this is the better way to do it.
Maybe.
We'll see, because I'm just
breaking new ground.
Boom, pick a question. All right, Rob, go for it.
I'll start it off here. Antonia, what is the worst job you've ever had to do?
I love Target, but working retail in general, it was very stressful. So I would say working in retail is the worst job ever, because it makes you hate the holidays, because you have to work longer and harder and not fun.
Have you ever had to work on Black Friday?
Definitely.
Oh, my God.
At Target, the worst.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even imagine that. Mm-hmm.
That's a tough time for
retail. I just now started liking the holidays again since I stopped working.
I don't leave my house on Black Friday.
You shouldn't.
No.
Okay, so before I ask my question, I don't recall. What question did we... Do you remember what question we asked at the... I don't want to double up a question. Do you remember what we asked for the love?
No. So if she doesn't remember, it'll be brand new to her.
Yeah, it'll be brand new. All right, here we go. If you had a time machine, where would you go? Where/when would you go?
I will...
Assume your time machine not only travels through time, but also through like places. So you wouldn't just be like going here in the past. You could go somewhere.
Somewhere. I would want to be in... Where would I want to be? I would want to be in New York during the Harlem Renaissance era.
Did I just hear you say you want to be in New York?
Oh, good one. I hate that song, too.
In when, though? Lit,
huh?
At what point, though?
During the Harlem Renaissance era.
Oh, nice. That'd be a good time, too.
I know.
Yeah.
I thought... Yeah,
revolutionary.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That would be... Where I would want to go to if I had a time machine.
If I had a time machine.
No.
Did you just make that song?
Yes.
Well, it's in the tune of If I had a million dollars. If I had $1 million, that's what I was going for.
By the Bare Naked Ladies?
By the Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, boy.
Bare Naked Ladies.
It's really taking a turn.
It is.
When I start singing. Antonia, if you could talk with one type of animal, what animal would you talk to? The animal would be able to communicate back to you,
too. Okay, I hope so. It would be a whale.
It's a whale.
Yeah. Definitely whale.
What are you laughing at there?
I love that you had to clarify that the animal
would
could
talk back. I would hope so.
Like you're just going to sit there and talk to a cat or
and
something.
And it will meow back.
Well, what if you, like, you've never been to the ocean? You want to talk to a dolphin? You know what I mean?
That'd be a whale.
I don't know. A whale?
No.
Okay. Why a whale?
I don't know. They look like calm animals.
They're gentle giants.
Yes.
Until those damned, what are they called? The whale, the people that hunt the whales?
Whalers?
There was a show, the whalers.
Yes.
The whalers. Yeah, they're called Whalers.
They're called Whalers. Marley's
not Bob Whalers. Marley and the Whalers.
Like the Hartford Whalers.
The Hartford Whalers. Well, there was a show about that, wasn't there?
I think
like a
so.
Reality show?
They kill whales?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, man. They're,
for the blubber?
The blubber apparently is very valuable. Mm-hmm. And they cut off the tail. Oh, man. It's just, it was
all
like.
Bad.
I don't
why
like
are
it.
You doing this, all you people?
Like
are
big whales or some?
Big.
Aren't they all big?
Yeah, yeah
all
but big, some right. whales are like less big.
Baby whales. Some,
well, they're the whales that are like the size of a
little
bus.
Little whales.
You know?
Yeah.
Those are big whales.
Yeah, that's a good answer. I don't think anyone's ever said
no
a whale.
No one
man.
Has said whale. Yeah. I love when we get new answers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
People usually say dogs or cats. Or
well, you know what? To be honest, they're all good.
Okay.
It's all. I mean, any animal has got. Whale. You know. Yeah. Whale.
All right.
What do you got, John? John.
What terrible fashion trend did you fall prey to in your teenage years, younger years? When what was like a terrible fashion trend that you did?
I hate to bring it back to Rob, but I was one of the. People that had the Alicia Keys braids with the beads on yeah. them. Oh, no, never again.
Really?
The Alicia yeah. Keys braid.
The
like with the bead at the end?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I like that.
Of course.
I think it's funny
of course
that,
I do.
That you guys consider the Alicia Keys braid.
Yeah.
As a 90s wrestling fan, I think of that as the British Bulldog braids. There's a wrestler, British Bulldog. He had the braids, and he
that
had a little
funny.
Beads.
I'm
at the
sure. She probably braid. Got that from there.
Some people would maybe call it the Bo Derek
oh,
braids.
Oh, braids. That's true.
Actually,
that's
she,
true.
In
I
that
can see that.
Famous scene coming out of the water. Yeah. Wow. That's it's just interesting to think of that as a trend. But
it was.
You're
was
right. You're right.
It was.
Oh, Alicia Keys. I'm going to start an Alicia Keys podcast.
Mm-mm.
And I won't quit until I get her on the show. Oh, yeah. I remember that. I remember
that's the,
that.
That's the British Bulldog.
Oh,
British
wow.
Bulldog.
Yeah, she probably drew inspiration from that, too.
All right, Antonia, here's a. I like to ask this question because it's. You really find out about someone on a personal level. What is your favorite day of the week?
A good one. My favorite day, honestly, my favorite day of the week is Sunday.
Sunday.
Man, I love Sundays.
Yeah. That's the Lord's Day.
Yeah.
What do you do on Sunday?
Nothing.
Nothing.
And I appreciate it. A whole
the,
lot of
that's
it.
That's the day you don't update the
day.
You don't update the blog,
no,
you don't go to shows,
no.
You don't.
You know who that's also what's her name's day?
Who?
Anahita's
really?
Day.
Really?
That's Sunday? Her day off. Yeah, remember? That's
she
her day
takes
off.
One day off a week.
Yeah,
and it's know. Funny, she's writing a bio, like a press thing for us
okay,
for the podcast
okay.
And the one day she emailed us back was
on
Sunday. And I wanted to email
did
it back
you respond?
And say,
I thought you'd
I'm off
yeah, thought, what are you doing it's your day off so you don't do anything
nothing a lot
just
of Netflix
unplug
yes
well I mean you unplug but
plug
in the
into
Netflix,
Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah. Well I know what you're doing this Sunday you're gonna watch that Jimi Hendrix
yeah I'll definitely be watching yeah. I hope it's good
yeah
I'll be live tweeting.
I'd be curious to know you're gonna post it on the blog
I will
yeah
and I'll live tweet it even
yeah.
though nobody probably know what I'm watching but
so what, on a Sunday do you just kind of you wake up not at 8 a.m you
no.
wake up at noon
I try not to sleep past 10 a.m
okay. right
because
not 10 p.m
no,
10
a.m
that would be too late
yeah, yeah. definitely yeah because it will affect my sleep pattern for the whole week
oh right
so
yeah
I'm
absolutely
like, yeah
absolutely
decent time
yeah yes. so a lot of Netflix
yeah.
hanging out on the couch
yep
Where's your Netflix watching happen? Bedroom or?
It starts off in the bedroom, yeah. then moves to the couch. I'm like, oh, I should be a little productive. Stop mm-hmm. slouching, sit up,
yeah.
and it just continues.
Then you just lay on you start sitting on the couch, and then all of a sudden,
slouching yeah, okay,
over,
exactly.
you're laying
pretty
on
much.
The couch.
You know, I gotta say, one of the best advancements in technology is that you could. Like Netflix is a great example. Like mm-hmm. you start watching something in your room, you're like, oh, I'm gonna go
pause,
move this party to the living room. Yeah.
I recently just upgraded my cable, so I have my access to my DVR in all the rooms of my house,
yeah.
and that is wonderful. I can pause a show and I can go downstairs.
Pick
and
it
I
up
can finish
oh
it.
Man, that's
everywhere
nice.
You go.
That's nice.
And I think about the Netflix thing though. It's like you lose a day like quick, just to Netflix on your couch.
Oh yeah.
We used to, we call the, you know, when it pops up, it's like, are you still watching this?
Oh, yeah.
That's always, to me, that's like, what are you doing with your life?
Right.
You have spent too much time
right.
watching Netflix.
They should revise it, too. Are you sure you want to watch
right.
more?
Are
what,
you
really,
still there?
Really? You've been watching for 8 hours.
Yeah.
Straight.
And it's always something, for me, it's always something dumb. It's like, you've watched 17 consecutive episodes of Cheers.
Oh,
go outside.
That's a good show.
Sometimes you want to go to a place where everybody
knows your
name.
Exactly. This is true.
All right, well, Antonia, thank you for participating in the high five.
That was great.
High five.
Hey, that was actually a good high five. I mean, we didn't have any delays.
No, yeah.
Like,
boom, boom. You know what, though? I was hoping we could ask her the murder question, and we didn't.
Well, I kind of felt like that might have been the question we asked.
Is that what we asked?
No.
No,
I don't
think so. Let's save it for the next time you're on.
Okay. Yep.
And then you'll be well forgotten about that question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So really, the question for you now is, so where do you want to go with the blog? What's your plan?
What's my goal? What's my plan? Like you said, hopefully start getting some of these press passes. People reply my emails. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. But just be better. Yeah. Be more consistent. I feel like I'm not as consistent as I would like to be. So just be more consistent. Hopefully have more people join the team and write for me, because I cannot, like, it is so time consuming. But I love it. I love it, people. But just have more people come on and write for me and do, like, even though I feel like I do a great job of, like, tweeting stuff and putting out stuff, just stepping it up in as many ways as I can.
Sure.
And hopefully putting on shows for myself, like having, because the essence of my blog is really having people discover music that they haven't come across.
Right.
Like, whether it's up and coming, whether it's somebody who's out of state but still kind of up and coming, just putting people onto music that they have not come across before. So if I'm able to put shows together for myself, that'd be awesome.
There you go.
So just planning shows, organizing shows, and still, like, helping artists with their marketing stuff and press stuff. So,
just those are all very realistic goals.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think I'm not rushing anything. I feel like this year I did a lot of, like, learning and, like, knowing that I learned a lot about booking shows and venues. It's not easy. Like, you have to have, there has to be, like, a gatekeeper somewhere.
Right.
Especially if you're not, like, an established name, which I feel like I'm getting to that place, but I'm not quite there yet.
Sure.
So, just learning how to better navigate those channels and those relationships is what I learned this year. So, hopefully, I'll be able to pull those cards next year and make some stuff work. So.
Well, you know, I feel like you're doing the right things.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Like, when we go and do a podcast somewhere and we just stumble across people like you know what I mean? I think that's great that we can cross paths like that. And it's like, what you're doing is awesome.
Thank you.
Love it. And we appreciate you coming through
Absolutely.
And doing the podcast.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So the lifestyleobserver.com.
Yes.
Again, that's like the lifestyle.
Except with a T.
LITE style observer.
I like it.
.com.
Thank you.
So thank you again for coming
through. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So head over to thankyourob.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's the website. Click the podcast link. You can listen to the past episodes. You can listen to the episode of For the Love.
Yes.
This year's For the Love event where you came through. We talked a little bit then.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, can I jump in real quick here? Yeah.
Please do.
So For the Love was at the
Bedlam.
Bedlam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they are doing a show right now called Operation Save the Bedlam.
Oh.
And performing at that show, friend of ours, friend of the podcast, Mike Schenck.
Oh, really? Oh.
So that is going to be on the 27th of this month. So coming up very quickly. It's a 21-plus show, $5 tickets in advance. So I encourage people to go check that out.
Absolutely.
Because the Bedlam is a cool place.
It is. Yeah. I like it there.
Yeah, and great people.
Great.
They've housed the For the Love event the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it just it's a cool venue because they have like a theater. They do theatrical shows, acting, stage shows, live shows.
Yep.
And I think they're kind of struggling right now. Mm-hmm. Is what it sounds like financially.
It's tough. Yeah, I mean it's
a lower town, and I'm sure with the light rail in there, the rent's probably gone up.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine.
Yeah, so that's probably hard to stay afloat.
Yeah.
I think they have a crowdfunding thing going on. Is that still going on right now?
I think they do. Yeah. And I wish I had the link for that.
We probably should. I think there was like a free beer for a year level.
That's right.
Up.
Yeah. We talked about the perks.
I thought about it.
That's cool. So that was September 22nd.
That was September 27th.
27th. Gotcha.
September 27th. And there's a handful of people playing Mike Schenck, Megatron, Jake Spike. Shep Dog.
Jake Spike has been on the show.
There you go.
Twice,
friend of the show.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
Shep Dog, who I'm not familiar with.
Shep Dog, you might be awesome, but I don't like your name.
Joey, is it Husbeck?
Husbeck?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that Corey?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Fat Animal. Taba, T-A-B-A-H.
Okay.
And is it Lizia Harper?
Oh, yeah, Lizia Harper.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good lineup there.
It is.
And I apologize if I offended anyone with not liking your stage name.
And I'm sure apologize if I incorrectly pronounced it,
because
I don't know a lot of these people. They aren't good. I just don't know them personally.
Make it to the show. You'll be familiar.
$5 in advance.
I mean, yeah.
Tough to beat that deal. Right. 21 plus, September 27th.
Bedlam Theater. Also at thankyourob.com, a link to iDefine Design, the graphic design work I do on the side. A link to johnny?com where you can download the debut smash hit album.
Smash hit.
Falling in Like.
Yep.
And also a link to Fuzz Talk Radio, our good friend down in Mankato, playing internet radio station 24/7, local music. They have their own shows, and they replay episodes of this podcast.
Indeed.
And we really appreciate that too. Justin Fuzzy Nuts. That's his legal name. That is his legal name. I've seen his birth certificate. Fuzzy Nuts.
Yeah.
Fuzzy.
Finally, Amazon Associates. John, what is that's hands down the best way to support.
It is the absolute best way to support
hands
the
down.
Podcast. You go to thankyourob.com/Amazon.
Unequivocally.
Unequivocally.
Oh, okay.
It directs you to amazon.com. You make your regular amazon.com purchases. Nothing is different about that. The only change is that a small portion of the proceeds come back to the Thank You Rob podcast. Help
Boom.
Us cover production costs and things of the like. Help us to provide bottled
water
for our
yes.
guests.
Yes.
So,
which she's barely even touched.
I'm going to take it with
I am offended.
Oh, no,
I'm really not.
But yeah,
I'm
please, you know, if you want to support the show, that subscribing, reviewing, those are all really good ways to do it.
Yes. And
like I said before, I don't care if you listen. I'd like it if you listen.
But
you really,
listen.
Just subscribe. That's what's important.
Right. Buy the book, don't read it.
Yeah. Just like if you're going to run over the record, just buy the record. Then you run over it with steamroller. I don't care.
Right, yeah. Right.
Well, thanks again, Antonio, for coming through.
Thank
check
you for
out,
having me.
Yeah, thelightstyleobserver.com. Johnny? Any last words?
I got nothing.
You got nothing. I will end it with handshakes and high fives.
Chuck. Mike. Chuck. 1 2 1 2. Yo. Ain't rocket moccasins popping in lava tims just to stomp you in. Hotter than a thousand impounded house with no oxygen. Pocketing knowledge and all the compliments. Pay homage to the gods like Pop, Nas and the God Park M. The list goes on. But it's hard to say top five, so you try to stay humble, but you realize your time's arrived. The clock decides hip hop's been a prophet as finest rhymes for many lines. And now if I take them in Chris's mind, you can't rewind. Yeah, the future is here now. Once feared, now revered, for it's near perfect and clear sound. That's pretty vain. I'm not cocky, just feel the pain of a thousand whack rappers every day that this game contains. Just lay the lanes. Yeah, what's up for my mighty rap? He's lying electrified with the aftermath of a lightning flash. He shattered glass compared to my solid endeavors. The dragon god of rap, like time, I beat her forever.
MC's in this place to be.
Burning hot.
MC's in this place just
burning hot.
Well, it seems to be hard for you niggas. It's those three sons killing off all your wishes. Young Dirty and Chris Rivers, just know I'm rocking with you. E3 is that hard-headed Compton nigga. Keep your eyes open, hand on the prize. E3, I'm on the hunt. Chrome and I'm out to get it. But don't be surprised if our pops was here. We'll be on, but some don't realize. OG Kush do wonders. It enhanced my sight. My eyes on the money. Green instead of white. Gotta get it while the time is right. And if you go against the grain, then you die tonight. And it ain't no escaping. It ain't no hiding. Why must he be so violent? He's so violent. Suppressor on the pistol. If you jump, niggas try him. I ain't lie. We all know real gangsters move in silence.
MC's in this place to be.
Burning hot.
Gassy
blast. Tyson
of sound, 20 seconds to a round.
MC's in this place.
Just be.
Burning hot.
Gassy
blast.
Tyson of sound, 20 seconds to a round.
The best rapper just arrived. Here's a Visine to legitimize your eyes. I got 100 notepads. No lie. Mic check 1, 2, 1, 3. Dirty bastard. I'm the rapper that'll make a Christian head spin. Don't need the
the devil to perform excellent. I reverse the AIDS virus with this medicine. Scientists creating false accusations, false evidence. I am the truth that dun, dun, dun. I am the truth that smoked the booth. I piss on the mic, the next rapper up. Lil Wayne kisses the mic. I guess you're not tongue kissing baby tonight. These rappers pay for fucking radio spots. Here's a free lesson, nigga, I come and never stop. These unsung artists are undeveloped sperm out my cock. I'll abort your ass, nigga. I'll abort your ass real fast. Young dirty bastard.
MCs in this place to be.
Burning hot.
MCs in this place just
burning hot. Gassy grass, Tyson of sound, 20 seconds to a round.